Books on Tape presents Undiscovered Country by Lynn Enger, read by Kirby Hayborn. The undiscovered country from whose bourn no traveler returns. Hamlet. As I write this, I'm sitting in the kitchen of the small house where we've lived now for a decade. Evening is closing in, and off to the south, the Santa Rosas are beginning to glow a brownish gold. It's my favorite time of day out here. The green of the Joshua trees, the buttermilk stucco, the orange tile roofs, the ceramic turquoise birdbath in our backyard. Everything supercharged, even the faded red of my old Land Cruiser. At my feet, Sonny's big black nose rests in a puddle of drool. Every so often, he grunts and sighs in his sleep. He's probably swimming in the gold-specked waters of Taquitz Creek, where I used to take him before arthritis set into his shoulders and hips. Or maybe he's chasing down the woodchucks that burrowed underneath our elm trees back in Battle Point, where he spent his first spring. Sometimes I like to pretend the small town I grew up in exists only in my head, and that I have the power to invent a new history for it, my life thus turning out differently than it has. Dad's still alive, still mayor, and Mom alive too, content and well-adjusted. It's pleasant to dream that I've made a life for myself back there, teaching English at the community college, as I do here. I imagine my little brother Magnus about to finish up at Battle Point High School instead of the big one out here in this desert valley. It's comforting to think of us surrounded by people who've known us since we were born.